lone highway.
Rest stop creeps by
on the lone highway.
Pretty girls beware
out on the lone highway. On the lone highway. Honey, on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway. Stroked a little girl's hair on the lone highway. On the lone highway. On the lone highway.
Okay, here we are. Hello, and welcome to the Scorpio International Holding Company, LLC. Today's date is Sunday, October 29, 2023. And welcome to the Free Range Open Air Insane Asylum we call Earth. Well, guys, here we are. Here we are watching Israel defend itself as they drop bombs and kill children. Yes, Israel has the right to defend itself, right, guys? Yes, we are watching a war where only one side has an army. Tanks, jets, aircraft carriers, special forces, the whole shebang. And the other side has, what, secret tunnels and armed militia members just waiting underneath every rock. And I'll tell you what, guys, this really is unbelievable as we watch this basically massacre unfold. Let's be honest, that's what this is. And it's incredibly sick, and anyone who has come out in support of this in any way has completely discredited themselves forever. And, you know, a few weeks back, I mentioned, all the shills coming out of the woodwork, these alt-right people and, edgy, anti-New World Order people pretending to be in the fight. And I mentioned, this Ezra Levant character with a Rebel News. And, this guy is really showing himself for what he really is. He's writing these pathetic tweets like, anyone who isn't supporting Israel right now doesn't like Jews very much. Well, yeah, I guess that's true in a way, but that's a pretty sad attempt to gain sympathy and, force people onto his side. And, one of his cohorts, this Avi Yemeni, who, pretty certain is a Jew, actually. He's actually in Israel right now, interviewing IDF soldiers and throwing, softball questions at them. Like, you guys don't really want to hurt people, do you? And they're like, no. He goes, we just want to kill the terrorists. And then he's like, well, you just want to go home to your families, right? Yes, we want to go home to our families. We don't want to hurt anybody. Just a total softball appeal to sympathy, and somehow like this is a good cause and we're supposed to be behind it. And somehow this guy has the money to fly to Israel, to do these interviews and actually get access to IDF soldiers. That's interesting how that all works out, isn't it? So yeah, anyone who supports this has completely discredited themselves. And, unfortunately, I think that Americans in general have been desensitized to war over the last 20 years. thanks to 9/11 and, you know, the 20 years of war that followed. And we all know that anyone that's looked into this subject of 9/11, there was ample fakery going on, video fakery, you know, a lot of questions about what really happened precisely, how many people were actually killed. There's a pattern here with these Jewish events of fakery and deception. And, you know, it's pretty interesting. Over the last week or so, I've seen several attempts by Israelis, you know, on the ground, trying to offer proof of the destruction happening. Because I've been saying I've not seen any, you know, plausible or believable proof that there's any mass destruction going on in Israel due to the barrage of missiles. And I caught this one clip of this guy, you know, whining and crying about how terrible it is. And he's like, well, yesterday a rocket hit Tel Aviv. And I'm on my way there to show you just how bad this really is, guys. You know, with all this emotion and somber faces. This is just terrible what's happening to us. So he gets to the location and he shows the building, like, maybe for 1 to 2 seconds, very, very briefly. And all it is, it's up on the third story. There's a broken window and some chunks of cement missing from the outside wall. But, you know, certainly proof of some damage, but nothing compared to what we're being shown of this, the outright leveling and destruction of entire city blocks. And I just, they are so completely tone deaf right now. This is the biggest miscalculation I've ever seen on behalf of Israel. And I think they're so used to controlling the narrative over these last 50 years that they think they can just throw out any old thing and people are going to jump aboard and go, yeah, this is got to support Israel. And isn't it interesting, too, that they've cut off all internet and cell phones inside Gaza to try to stop any footage coming out of what's going on with their ground advancement. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. That's the worst thing he could show us was, you know, a couple holes, small holes in a wall and a broken window. It's not much. And I've noticed, too, they've really been trying to amp up the propaganda here to show us just how terrible things are in Israel. They're suffering over there, don't you know? You know, I was catching NBC Nightly News. And a couple nights ago, they showed, you know, piles of body bags stacked up outside of Israel, just sitting out in the sun. You know, here's a big pile of body bags from the attack that happened, 2 weeks ago now? Funny how that footage is being shown now, after all this time. Because I think they realize that there's not enough proof that they're suffering. So they're trying to show us this. And again, it reminded me of, you know, the fakery we saw during COVID with the refrigerated trucks. You know, full of bodies. Assure us, they're all full of bodies. You can trust us. They're not empty. Basically a giant stage prop to frighten and terrify the public into getting the vaccine, so-called vaccine that was already ready to go. They just didn't tell us that part yet. And so the more footage I see coming out of Israel, the more I just see absolute, you know, proof and evidence of Jewish fakery in this. I'm sorry to say it, but that's really what I see here. And these really are the people of the grift, the people of the hoax. 9/11, COVID were great examples of that. And of course, they are the eternal victims while they actually are victimizing other people. That's what's so, you know, messed up about this. And make no mistake, guys, you know, everything we see happening in Gaza right now, these same people would do it to us if they felt they needed to, or if it benefited them somehow. Make no mistake about that. Let's not kid ourselves here. They do it in a heartbeat. And that might be coming here someday. I wouldn't put it past them. And the other bit of, you know, hoaxery or grift or fake evidence I've seen recently trying to prove how bad things are in Israel was they showed this, you know, group of doctors in a laboratory, don't you know? It's very scientific. A group of doctors in this laboratory with small fragments of bones that were blackened and burned. And they're saying that these are the only remains left of some of the victims from the attack. So basically, we're supposed to believe that these people were basically holocausted, burned down to the point where the bones themselves are actually blackened. And they're supposedly like going through these bone fragments and then scraping them to collect DNA from these charred bones to try to identify the victims. And again, this whole thing just reeks of fakery here and misdirection. Because first of all, you know, these so-called kibbutzes where these events happened, you know, and I'm sure some people were killed. I'm sure there was some name that I just don't see anywhere near the scale that they're telling us. Okay. But these kibbutzes are very small, a couple hundred people living there. So if they find a body in someone's house, they know who it is. So the idea that they've got to go through this DNA test and show us the bones on TV, it's all this, you know, appeal to look how horrible it is. This is incredible. We've got to kill more people. It's the only way forward. And by the way, just so you know, all of these kibbutzes are actually illegal settlements, is what they are. This is all as part of a strategy to swallow up all of the land that would go into a future Palestinian state, which I'm here to tell you isn't ever going to happen under the current conditions. You know, there's no way. Here's a you know, unpleasant truth here. There's no way we are going to have peace in Israel. It's not going to happen. Their idea of peace is once they've removed all the Palestinians, killed them all, or expelled them from the country, then they can have peace once they've taken all the land. But they have no intention of having peace on any other terms. So the idea that, well, oh, we need to get into some peace talks here. I mean, I'm all for that, but you got to understand that their goal is to take all of the land, and they have no intention of allowing a Palestinian state ever. And an even more odious solution is the so-called one-state solution, where, you know, all these people share the country together. That's even more odious to the Zionists, especially the hardcore ones, because they lose their theocracy and their essentially, you know, Jewish ethnic state. So, you know, if someone wants to have their ethnic state, that's not my business. And I don't think America should be helping, paying for it, encouraging it, justifying it. So we are not going to see peace in Israel. It's just not going to happen. This is going to continue. And their ultimate goal is to steal all of the land, kick all of these people out. Make no mistake about that. And here's another big distraction. We're hearing all this talk. Oh, this might be we're headed into World War III. World War III is about to start because of what's going on in Israel. That's all a big distraction. It's all a big bunch of fear porn to distract us from what's actually happening. Because believe me, I do think a greater war is coming, but this is not the trigger event for it. there's all this talk about Turkey getting involved, and of course the ultimate boogeyman, Iran, and Syria getting involved. We're on the brink of world war, don't you know? I mean, how many times have you guys heard this, both on the mainstream and the alternative press? And look, guys, Israel has been killing people and stealing land unabated for the last 50 years. It's been 50 years since any one of these Islamic countries got involved and tried to do something to stop it. And I would ask you, what makes this any different? Why is this so different? It's not. It's just on a slightly larger scale. But this has been going on unabated for 50 years, and I believe that all of these, you know, Islamic countries have been compromised. I don't believe that these governments are going to do anything. Now, of course, this is stirring up a lot of anger amongst the population, and rightly so, but I'm talking about the government of these countries. I believe they've all been compromised by magic shekels, Freemasonry, Islamic Brotherhood, and other Islamic secret societies. There's a lot of different secret societies that operate in the Islamic world as well. And I think behind the scenes, they're all aligned together because they could have done something about this problem in Israel a long time ago, and they've chosen not to. And I don't think this is going to be any different. And so the other reason they want to stir up this idea of, you know, world war to get us all afraid is that they don't want us to see the very simple truth of what's going on, which is they're killing civilians and they plan on stealing their land. And the reason they want them to move south is not for their own safety. It's for getting them out of that area so they can bulldoze everything and then say, well, sorry, we're going to have to take this land. We have no choice. That's what's going on. That's really all that's going on. This is a land grab and an expulsion of an entire group of people. And think about this, guys. Think about the real estate development potential here in Gaza. I know that's a sick thought, but this is how these people operate. You know, we're dealing with oceanfront property here in Gaza. The entire strip there includes ocean property, oceanfront property. So imagine the, you know, the profit potential for luxury high-rise buildings and, you know, luxury seaside resorts to be built upon the ashes of what's there now. I mean, believe me, that is the plan. That is what they intend to do. And this brings me to another point here, and we're about to hit the break here. So I'm going to leave the listeners here with a question. You know, what do, you know, the three biggest things, the three biggest news events that have happened here recently are the fire in Lahaina, the war in Ukraine, and this conflict in Israel, right? Well, what do all three of these things have in common? Because these are the biggest things going right now, and they all have quite a few things in common. And, well, one thing that they have in common is that there's no question Jewish hands are all over these three events. That's not even up for discussion. We know that for sure. Yes. Destruction and rebuilding. And of course, air raid sirens. Stay tuned. There's a lot more. I'll jump up on this on the flip side.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So before the break, I was starting to get into, you know, what do these things have in common? The fire in Lahaina, the war in Ukraine, and the conflict in Israel. And of course, one thing that's undeniable, as I was saying, is that there are Jewish hands all over these three events. That's not even arguable. You know, Governor Josh Green, Zelensky, and of course, Israel. That's not even up for debate. And then all three of these events have the potential for massive real estate development after the event is over. And as I've said, you know, that's part of the game plan in Ukraine, is to destroy as much as possible and then rebuild it in a new image with a new population. And of course, Lahaina is all about redevelopment. Again, we have oceanfront property that is just waiting to be developed with high-rise buildings, giant mansions, and very expensive seaside resorts. Something that was really kind of lacking, let's say, from Lahaina. Lahaina was sort of a throwback to the old days of Hawaii. You know, local families living there for, you know, generations, fairly modest homes. And we're already seeing, you know, the sort of encroachment of the very, very wealthy buying up all the land around there. And of course, as I was saying, this event in Gaza has incredible potential for real estate development too. The whole thing is oceanfront property, and that's a lot of seaside resorts and expensive condo buildings that could go up there. And I do believe that's the plan gradually. I don't know that they'll accomplish that this time around, but they're going to get part of it done. So, yeah. And, you know, I'm going to take some calls here after the break. So if anyone wants to call in, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. So, yeah, real estate development after the planned deliberate destruction of areas. This is a pattern. This is a pattern. This is no accident. And, you know, before we hit the break, I want to play this clip just so you can see this kind of unhinged aspect of these supporters for Israel and how they're trying to plant this idea that we're on the brink of nuclear war potentially because of this. That's all a big distraction from what's actually happening. And what's happening is actually very simple. So, Sam, if you could play the clip of Ben Shapiro, micro Ben Shapiro, threatening nuclear war. Let's hear this. Well, I'm not hearing the clip, so... Oh, I want to play the micro Ben Shapiro... threatening nuclear war. Okay, thank you.
So the real risk for Israel in not finishing off Hamas right now is that this is taken as a sign of weakness, as it certainly would be, by Hezbollah. Hezbollah is a far more dangerous terrorist group than Hamas. Hezbollah currently has over 100,000 highly sophisticated rockets aimed directly at the north of Israel. Estimates suggest that were Hezbollah to fire all of those rockets, we wouldn't be talking about 1,300 dead Jews. You'd be talking about somewhere between 20 and 30,000 dead Jews day one. If Hezbollah gets in, Israel will have no choice but to unleash the Air Force. If they unleash the Air Force, they're not going to be worried at that point about civilian casualties at all. They're simply going to have to eviscerate the entire south of Lebanon and topple the regime in Lebanon that supports Hezbollah. If that happens, Iran undoubtedly gets in, and so does Syria. If that happens, and Israel is now faced with a full war in the north, combined with a war in the south, because they will not have defeated Hamas, that's the predicate. If Israel is forced to the wall, the possibility of nuclear exchange is extremely high. That is why it is very important that the United States provide the material aid to Israel. So the real risk for Israel in not finishing off Hamas right now is that this is taken.
Okay, well, there you go. Let's blow up the entire world. I don't even believe in the nuclear war scenario, but let's blow up the entire world so Jews can be happy. That's what this deranged lunatic is saying. Unbelievable, guys. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Okay, we are back. Okay, I see we got some callers stacking up here, and I'm going to take the calls in just a minute. I want to play one other clip, but let me give out the number one more time. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. So call in and let your voice be heard if you so desire. But before I get to the calls, I want to play this one other clip because we just heard Micro Ben Shapiro, the lunatic, saying how we might have to have a nuclear war just to keep Israel safe. It's worth it, though, because Israel is the most important thing in the world. Everyone else can go die somewhere. Of course, I don't even believe that scenario, as I pointed out earlier, but it just shows you the kind of lunacy surrounding these people right now. Let's blow up the whole world, kill everybody. But let's remember here, before this attack happened, Israel was on the brink of a political civil war. I mean, there was hundreds of thousands of people in the streets. They want this guy out of office. And he's actually facing charges, criminal charges. So lots was going on right before this very conveniently timed attack. The timing of this is amazing. It really saved the Likud government here. So Let's take a little journey back down the memory hole and listen to what was going on in Israel right before this attack started. So if you could play that clip, Sam.
Growing turmoil in Israel. Fiery protests erupting in the streets tonight. This comes just hours after embattled Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dismissed his defense minister. That cabinet member said he would not support Netanyahu's attempts to take power from the judiciary. The battle over Netanyahu's plans is now intensifying. Here's ABC's Patrick Riebel.
Israeli cities tonight erupting in protest after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sacked his defense minister today, the country's political turmoil rapidly deepening. Netanyahu removing Yoav Gallant, a member of his own Likud party, after Gallant called for a pause in the government's controversial plan to weaken Israel's judiciary, essentially stripping its power to have final say on Israel's laws. The plan triggering weeks of massive protests, an estimated 300,000 citizens marching Saturday, many alleging the plan is a power grab that could make Israel an autocracy more like Turkey or Russia.
We all have to fight for our rights because of the plans of Benjamin Netanyahu that want to turn this nation into a dictatorship.
The unprecedented anger spreading to Israel's military, with hundreds of reservists refusing to report for duty. But for now, Netanyahu pressing on, with a key parliamentary vote expected this week on a law that would give the current ruling coalition ultimate control over most judicial appointments. Israel critics warning headed for an unprecedented constitutional crisis.
Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents accuse him of weakening Israel's judiciary to protect himself, as he's on trial for serious corruption allegations. Netanyahu denies all charges, but those protesting say that this is escalating into an existential battle for Israel's democratic soul. Lindsay.
A dramatic upheaval there, Patrick. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. George Stephan.
Okay, well, that's all been memory hold, hasn't it? Yeah, it's interesting that the defense minister was sacked. I wonder if this guy didn't want to go along with this little plan here, or he wasn't trustworthy enough to go along with it. Who knows? That's very interesting, though, that the Minister of Defense was sacked right before this attack happened. Very interesting. But, of course, it's all down the memory hole. Now they have a unified government, and Netanyahu's back in the seat of power without any questions. Okay, let's go to the calls. Chance in West Virginia, you are on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Scorpster. You know, you mentioned oceanfront property for the elites. I bet you weather modification won't be deployed there when they take that over, you know, like hurricanes and tsunamis and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's it. Or earthquakes. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that will be fairly safe from that sort of thing.
Yeah,
good
right.
point.
Now, if you bear with me a little bit, I jotted down on a small piece of paper points I wanted to make, and I can't see out of one eye, so this should be fun. All right. You know how they say, out of a bad thing, there's always a good thing if you only look for it? Remember that phrase?
Yeah, sure, of course.
All right, so not only is this Gaza thing smoking up the phonies in the mainstream, but also in the Patriot alternative media as well. You know, I know of three already, and I won't mention their names. They're not on your network. If I mention their names, everybody would recognize them. They showed their damn true colors, too, by making pro-Israel comments. So, adios to them, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else did I want to touch on? I'm looking. I'm blind in one eye. All right. For those, you know, that are on the fence with this whole thing regarding Israel and the Palestinians, now let's add this all up. The Zionists control our press, our TV, our media, our education, our medical system, i.e. COVID and the vaccines. The banking system, need I say more? I mean, this is a friggin' no-brainer, don't you think, people? So if you hear these people start talking pro-Israel, whether they call themselves patriots or not, you better run. Turn them off and never listen to them again, because they're phony bastards. I found that out, and if I ever hear them, should they come on your network, I'm going to turn it off, too. I mean, I'm an equal opportunity avoider, I'll be honest with you, because these other three, if I mention them, people would be shocked, because these guys, half of them have followings of 15, 20 years, mind you. So, in other words, they infiltrated their sad asses into the Patriot movement, and now they're being smoked out. They're being smoked out.
I think you're absolutely right. You're seeing people's real motivations being brought into light now. And this is inexcusable. This is inexcusable. Anyone that is justifying this is out of their minds.
Yes, it is inexcusable. And I'll tell you why, Scorpster. Because just for all those areas I told you about that are against us, right? Press, TV, media, education, banking, medical system, legal system. We all know they're Zionist controlled. They're not Muslim controlled. Not that I'm a big fan of Muslims, but come on, women and children, this is disgraceful. So for these Christian Zionist politicians and the phony people in the alternative media, like I said, these three names everybody would mention. I'm not going to mention their names. I would like to, I'll be honest with you, I really would. I really would, but I'm not. Let people figure it out for themselves, because I heard these comments as clear as day, and I almost fell on the floor when they made these comments. I said, you SOBs, I'll never listen to you again, because I consider them my enemy, too. Let's face it. I mean, if you're advocating for somebody in all those areas I told you about that's affecting me negatively, and you support them, I mean, come on. You don't need a brain for this.
Well, yeah, and look, there's no way you can say any of this benefits America. So if you're advocating for this, you are not America first. You are not interested in the best interest of America. You're interested in the best interest for Israel.
Bingo. And I just wish people would wake up. Like I said, if I should hear them, if they come on your network, I'll avoid them also. You know, I don't play favorites. You either tell the truth or you get the hell out of the way. That's it. There's no in between here anymore. This is showing everybody's true colors. Sad to say.
It really is. It is, and it's showing the incredible blind spot, or the getting high in their own supply that the Israelis are going through right now, because they've completely lost control of the narrative. I don't think they see how tone deaf they look all around the world.
Yeah.
And that is a good thing, ultimately.
Yeah, in other words, this Satan Yahoo over here, he's so stupid that he actually, his bloodlust went so far to expose him. I mean, the genie's out of the bottle now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no turning back now.
So these Christian Zionists, don't consider them your friends. Well, politicians, we know about that. Media, we know about. But hey, look, they're also in the alternative media, too, so keep your ears open. And when you hear them say, God's chosen people and all this bullshit, turn that off, run, get away from them. Scorpster, thank you for taking my call now.
Okay, Chance, I appreciate your call. Great points. I don't see how you can call yourself a Christian and advocate for the killing of children, no matter where they're from. This is disgusting. Okay, let's go to John in Austin. John, you are on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hello there. I'd like to share with you something from a YouTube video I watched earlier today by a guy called Novara Media. And this apparently was something put up on Twitter by the Israeli Defense Forces, and it reads as follows. This would have been a photo of a lifeless pregnant woman next to her beheaded unborn baby, cut out of her belly by Hamas terrorists. Due to this platform's guidelines, we can't show you that. Well, that's quite a horrific read for starters, and to try and picture that is just about as horrible as it can get. Now, as the presenter said after he'd read this, he says, well, yeah, you can't really go ahead and show us that, but you could share it with a news organization like Reuters or Associated Press, and they could verify it, but we'll probably never know. But that's the level that these people go to. I don't think I've ever read anything as horrible as that in my life.
Well, that's interesting. And of course, they can't produce the proof of it, but it does make for great let's say, you know, war propaganda, because the whole point is to get the emotion stirred up high enough so that you can justify what you're doing. That's the game. It's always been the game. Going back to World War One with the hoisting babies upon bayonets by the evil German Huns, you know, it's the same game.
It supposedly got 13.5 million views. So I'll leave it at that and let you take another call, okay? Thank you.
Okay, John, I appreciate your call. And if anyone else would like to call in, 512-248-8252. You know, apparently they did put together like 46 minutes of footage that they only showed to select journalists, you know, of all the atrocities happening in Israel. I would love to see that footage just to sort of go through it with a fine tooth comb, but I don't think that's going to happen for obvious reasons. And it's just interesting how, you know, they're really not producing any proof of what they're claiming. But of course, on the other side, there's more footage than you'd ever want to see. It's actually horrific to try to look through it, to be honest. And you know, this sort of attitude has been within Israel since the very start. And again, this is not our fight. We should not be involved in this. This does not benefit America, and anyone who's trying to drag us into that is obviously not interested in this country. As the saying goes, you cannot serve two masters. And that's exactly where we are right now. And just the diplomatic fallout from this is going to be really bad for the United States to be a cheerleader for this. And I think it's just beginning. It's just beginning, the fallout of this. And you cannot serve two masters, but they want us to believe you can. And so we have another caller here, Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a brief thought. You know, I was like, we are witnessing what Israel does and what they always do. Michael Getty says, you know, the situation is dire. You know, it takes something like divine intervention. So, you know, we got to basically concentrate on what we got to can do. And Israel is very little because they control the government so thoroughly. The military, like Operation Northwood, you know, they would just, you know, and there seems to be little other, you know, there's a few generals, General Hand, who tried to break up Benghazi. A couple of them tried to stop, like, the U.S. Authority from going down. But they were quickly shut down by the, you know, the secret CIA second and the General Hammond, and so there's, you know, they've got us outmaneuvered in the military because of, you know, they got all the bases covered. So it's like they say, don't, you know, just say no. Whatever the case is, we're definitely going to have to. Consider the worst case scenario. They're going to try to starve us like they do all over the world when they want to get rid of somebody. And so we better, you know, think about survival, you know, because they continue to shut down all these food storage, you know, companies, and the price of ammonia is going through the roof, and farmers, you know, can't afford that. And I just think we need to, you know, consider a little more practical things, and because they're not going to get the military. They shut down the militia, rather, you know, with Oklahoma City. They went after the militia. They're not going to back off of that. So it's going to have to be, you know, I think League of the South is right, you know, and gang, you know, join an organization such as that, you know, that's as close thing on militia you're going to get. And they're all about being self-sufficient with farming. And that's all I got. Thank you very much.
Okay, Patrick, thank you for the call, sir. Good points. You know, another thing that I've been kind of, as I monitor the footage coming out, it's really interesting to see how you've got Jewish people who truly look like Arabs, all over that part of the world. You know, every one of these every one of these countries has, you know, Iran has a population of Jews. Syria does, all of them, the surrounding countries do, Turkey does. And you've got people that really do look, if you saw a picture of them, if I showed you a picture of them, you go, oh, that's an Arab. Well, no, it's actually a Jew. And my point here is that this shows you how easily Israel has been able to get infiltrators inside all of these so-called, you know, Islamic terrorist groups, often having them at the very top of the food chain, people who look Arabic, but indeed are not. And I think that's how they've controlled these groups. And you see these people, you'd swear they're Arabic. So the genetics is very, very similar when you get to a certain point here. And I have no doubt that Hamas has infiltrators inside of it like that. Israel has admitted that they created Hamas to create sort of a more hateable and radical boogeyman so they could distract away from anything that Yasser Arafat might do, which he really didn't accomplish anything. I think he was controlled opposition too, ultimately. He never did anything, never accomplished anything. But of course, it's hard to accomplish anything when really the other side has no intention, as I was pointing out, of ever giving any land back, ever, under any circumstance. That's just not in the cards. And I think people need to understand what we're dealing with here. And as Americans, I think support for Israel is going to really fall off of a cliff. They might be able to control the governments, but they can't control the perception of every person. And we're seeing an incredible shift everywhere in this country too, as more footage gets out. And then of course the broader picture is this idea of Jewish fakery, Jewish hoaxing, Jewish grifting that bring us these huge events that we see. And as Chance pointed out, I don't think we're going to see direct energy weapons used against Israel or weather modification where they steer a giant hurricane right into the coast of Israel or something like that. I don't think we're going to see that. So I think that tells you whose hands are involved in a lot of these events that we are living through. And, you know, it's incredible to see what's happened in Acapulco, a storm that goes from a tropical storm to a Category 5 in 24 hours. And I've seen the footage of the aftermath that looks pretty bad. It's incredible. The idea that this happened naturally is absurd. That's never happened before anywhere close to it. Of course, it's because of climate change. But, you know, that's the explanation we get for just about everything now. And it's wearing a little thin. And, you know, one other interesting thing as we wrap the show up here that I caught, this happened, you know, last week. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people saw this, these protesters that went into the Capitol building basically and held a huge rally inside the Capitol building. Basically, not a whole lot different than what happened in January 6th. Yet, it's not being called an insurrection or a takeover of the government or anything like that. And of course, this protest is actually led by Jewish groups that are sort of anti-Zionist. And, of course, that's part of why they weren't charged. I think they're all arrested, the people that wouldn't leave. But nobody called this an insurrection, and no one is looking at, you know, 10, 15 years in jail as a result of this. So it just shows you how they can sort of make up words and weaponize whatever they need to do as the story goes along. But I thought that was very interesting. The entire, you know, Capitol building was overtaken by, you know, a whole cadre of people. And it's really not gotten a whole lot of press coverage. Some of the idiot right wingers are like, well, they should charge these people with sedition and insurrection. Well, no, it's just I think this illustrates how fake and trumped up the charges were against the January 6th people and how many people's lives have been ruined. And these people have no compunction in ruining other people's lives. That's not a problem any more than it is killing people, dropping bombs on their homes. I think we need to realize what we are dealing with here. These people are very serious about their end game and what getting what they want. And I think we need to realize what we're dealing with here. And one other very interesting thing is, you know, there was this whole controversy about the hospital. It was a Hamas missile or no, it's Islamic Palestinian Jihad missile, whatever that group's called. They did it. Well, you know, there was some footage that actually came out that CNN played. Unfortunately, I don't have it. But basically where they admitted that Israel did actually fire that rocket, but it was pulled immediately as the story needed to change. It wasn't supposed to get out. The story was pulled immediately. But they even said that Israel, in this story on CNN, they even said, well, Israel had warned people to get out of that hospital 2 days earlier before the bombing happened. So there you go. It's actually de facto admitted, but pulled very, very quickly from the air. And no, now they're saying that, you know, the largest hospital in Gaza is a staging ground for terrorism. We may have to blow that one up too. And there's underground tunnels. You can't see them, of course, but trust us, they're there underneath this hospital. And we may need to blow that hospital up too. So I don't see how anyone's going to justify this kind of behavior. And we're really just getting started on this ground incursion, which really is just going to be unleashing an army upon civilians. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a few gunmen and snipers here and there. And there's going to be some booby traps. It's going to get pretty ugly. But for the most part, this is just the acquisition of land and the expulsion of a population. I do not believe we're headed for nuclear war from this. Don't buy into any of that. This is very simple. This is a land acquisition move and an expulsion move. That's really all that's going on here. And it's the same game that's been going on for the last 50 years. And the miscalculation behind this is as big as I've ever seen. Nothing has come close. They're completely tone deaf. And they've lost control of the narrative. They really don't know what to do. So as bad as that is, those are some good things that are coming of this, which is there's no turning back. The narrative is lost. They might be able to make it look like they have the narrative under control on television, but everywhere else, it's not. And I think the repercussions of this worldwide amongst just the populations is going to be massive. And just because you have the government control doesn't mean you have the population under control. And I think that's going to be a bigger and bigger issue as we move forward here in this country as well. This country is going to hit a wall fairly soon. 2024 and 2025 are going to be very interesting years. Okay, guys, that's it. Another hour down the chute. Thanks for listening. And until next week, bye-bye.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.